Was reprinted from the Bread of Life and has been on the Pilgrim Camp website for a long time already. It's entitled The Message of Pentecost. I think it's been available throughout the whole summer. I know it was for at least the latter part. If you haven't gotten one of these or haven't read it, I'd encourage you to get one. They'll be by the doors or someplace up here. Grab one. It's by Uncle Hans. And let me just read the first two sentences. If I read longer than that, you wouldn't have to get the article, but I want you to. This is what Uncle Hans begins by saying. There are things God is doing in the earth today that certainly claim our attention. There is something, however, that we might miss unless we are very careful. That is the manifestation of the presence of Jesus. The purpose of God, or that God had in launching the Pentecostal movement, was to make way for the presence of Jesus to be revealed, for Jesus Christ to be received by his people as king. And then Uncle Hans goes on, and you like to read that article, but that's what Sister Gerd has been saying. That's the purpose of Pentecost. It's to bring Jesus, to bring Jesus to people. That's the purpose of Jesus coming to Sister Pearl, to bring Jesus to people in China and Taiwan. That's the purpose of Sister Gerda being here, she thinks, is to bring Jesus, the presence of Jesus, to people. That's why I'm here and you're here. That's God's purpose in all of us. He wants to make every one of us vessels unto honor, sanctified and meet for his use. What use are we if we're not bringing the presence of Jesus to people? Because people don't need us, they need Jesus. And so as the Lord just spoke to us, we need to hear that word. And I trust that we have and are responding to what he wants from us. That is, he wants to fill this earth with his glory. He wants us to be open to receive from him so that we can be filled and be being filled with the glory of God. Oh, the glory of his presence, the beauty of his face. I am his and his forever. He has won me by his grace. And how thankful we are for what Jesus has done, for the way that he's worked in our hearts. But it's not just for Pilgrim Camp. It's not just for the Ridgewood Fellowship or churches that are associated with Pilgrim Camp. But it's for every single one of us individually that Jesus gets into our lives and our hearts and fills us with himself. Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. Wean it from earth. Through all its pulses move. Stoop to my weakness, mighty as thou art, and make me love you as I ought to. And I'm sure the Lord is working in our hearts. If we've heard what he's spoken to us, now let us respond and say, Lord, my heart at altar. My heart at altar and your love. Shed your love abroad in my heart. Fill me with your spirit. Fill me with your glory. So that, Lord, wherever I am, wherever I go, wherever you use me, that out of my life, Jesus might shine. And that's for everyone, young or old, male or female. Doesn't matter who you are. Jesus' call is for every single one of us. And may we respond tonight. Maybe we could pray that together. It's number 75, I believe, in the White Book. Number 75. And it's a prayer. Let's pray it. As such, would you like to stand together as we sing? Jesus, we thank you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Did not the hearts of the disciples burn within them when they came into my presence? Were not their eyes open that they might see me? And that is my desire tonight amongst you, to set your hearts aflame, to fill you with myself afresh and anew, that you might see me in all my glory, and that you might love me in a greater fashion than you ever loved before, that you might be changed, oh yes, changed, and brought into my image, for that is my desire this night.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, that has
glory.
Glory.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Us from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. Let's just look at him for a moment. Just let's look at Jesus. Just see Jesus. Let that curtain be ripped away, that veil be opened up into the presence of Jesus, that we might see him and be changed. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We look right at you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, lights of flames. Hallelujah, burn in the soul, Lord, burn in our hearts, Lord, for Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. His name is as ointment poured forth. Jesus. Ointment poured forth. Most of these days, we've heard that the gardeners were those that first began camp many years ago and were the directors. And then Brother Bob and Sister Ruth were the directors of camp for a time after that, 6 years. And then it became by committee, if I'm right, I think. I don't think there's been since Brother Bob and Sister Ruth directors that have been here for the whole summer. Now, there are people that are here for the whole summer. There are some people that are here for the whole year. But many that stay the summer and give their summers, but not a director of the camp per se. Brother Paul is the director, I guess, and the one that's here. But I'm talking about a minister. And it's someone for a week and another for 10 days and somebody else for 2 weeks. And it's just the way the Lord has led and directed and that's the way it's worked out. And I think it's been a blessing. I think the Lord has been able to help in each particular session. There are no two that I know of. I know some of the ministers more than I know some of the others, but there are no two of us that are quite alike. That's probably a good thing. One is enough of any of us. But we're happy for all that serve throughout the course of the summertime. And I can name them all, and they're all dear friends and brothers, and from Brother Keith and Brother Jonathan Schulteis, who are not here, and these that have been ministering throughout this weekend, and Brother John Prah also is one that has taken his turn in recent years and ministered the Word of God faithfully, and I know it's been a blessing to many. Now, one of the drawbacks is that when he's here, I'm not. When I'm here, he's not. And it goes that way. There's a very little bit of overlap. Once in a while, I get the opportunity to enjoy someone else, but not often enough. But we're glad that Brother John and his wife could be here during these days, this weekend. And we want to hear from Brother John, whatever the Lord has put upon his heart. Come, Brother John.